Hello.
Hey, Chet. How are you doing? Good morning. This is John with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you? Is this the Google thing?
That's me. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Did I catch you at a good time here?
Yeah, this is okay. Fine.
Okay. Beautiful. I promise it only takes like 10 minutes here. So very first thing is, before we get started on anything, though, Chet, did you have any questions for me?
Yeah, yesterday you said that you had some other stuff you're going to throw in there. Just wondering what that was.
Yes, sir. Okay, so far as Facebook ads, we use target marketing ads for your company. That way, when customers, if they find you on Google or they look you up through these other directories, we make sure that we're going to put, not additional, we're going to put out of your $249 month to month, 100 of those dollars would go to target marketing ads on Facebook to help remind those customers that didn't reach out to you. If they go on Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on their feed with the click to call you directly from there as well. Okay. So our team will be able to update that website or not website, your Facebook just to make sure that it's up to date, always being found. And according to you though, right? We don't want to just put any ad out there. We want to make sure to bring your personality on that as well. All right.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes, sir. All right.
Cool.
So, and I'll put that in your invoice as well for you to see. Okay. So make sure even after payment here, stay on the phone with me. Don't hang up. I want to make sure you see that. So Chet, am I spelling your name correctly? Chet.
Yep. Chet.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
Is there any way you can help me? Cause I've been trying to get a hold of Yelp to cancel my Yelp stuff that I have with them. Is there any way you guys can help me cancel that or get a hold of them, because no one's returning my phone calls, and it's crazy that I call and they say no one's available to take my call, but I still get 80 calls a day from Yelp trying to get me to sign up for their services. So
really?
Do you guys offer any cancellation services like that?
Not cancellation services, no.
No?
We do get you listed with directories. Yelp is one of those that you can have a choice to do or not. Although some areas, Yelp kind of brings a lot of spam calls, or they look for customers are looking for, I don't know about you, Chad, but for me, I don't use Yelp unless it's for a restaurant.
Yeah.
But completely up to you, man. But yeah, that's the one that we can't reach out to them on that one.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just cancel my payment on through my bank then with them.
Yeah.
I should take care of it.
I'm not affiliated with any of that type of stuff, but I can't say from my personal opinion that's the number one thing I do. If it's something like that, I call the bank and let them know ahead of time, for sure.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, Chet. And then how do you spell your last name, sir?
It's E L L E F as in Frank, S as in Sam, O N.
All right. Perfect. And then I have the right email here, right? Chet@milehighexteriors.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then this part is for Google, okay? I need to make sure this is all correct here because I know you have a Google business profile, but they have to have a physical address on the file here. What would that address be for Mile High Exteriors and Restoration?
And I need to change that on Google as well. Is that something you'd be able to help me with?
Yes. Actually, that's a big – I'm glad we're going over that then. Okay.
Yep.
What's the new address?
It's 15281 East Smoky Hill Road.
Well, get out of here. My mother used to live right there.
Oh, really? It's on the corner of Chambers and Smoky Hill. Yeah.
Yeah, right on Chambers. Yeah. Holy smackaroni. Mm-hmm. All right. Small world. All right.
That's fine. Where are you living now?
I just moved to Pennsylvania. Don't ask me why.
Oh, crazy. That is crazy. That's pretty random.
Yeah, My wife and I had a recent child here, and so a newborn, and she wanted to be close with family and stuff. So
did you guys have to get a horse and buggy then too, or?
Oh man, don't even remind me. All right, so culture shock on the reel here. All right, there's so much Amish people, I'm like blown away.
Oh yeah, you're in Amish country for sure.
Oh yeah. Hey, believe it or not, though, they have some really good produce, man. Like everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I do believe it, yeah. And bread, probably, all kinds of crafty stuff.
Yeah, and there's tons of them. Like, every one of them is doing great, too. But anyway.
Yep, that's
all right.
Funny.
So, also, the the zip code for this, though, is it the same zip code? Is it 80015?
Yep, 80015, okay. Yep.
All right, cool. And then let me ask you on this part here. So far as your website, I'm going to pop this up again just to make sure here. There we go. Okay. Do you want to keep the same website being found, or do you want us to build and develop a new one for you?
How much is that?
I put this in the notes for you, partner. So if you own the domain, I believe you do, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Just because the reason I bring that up is I like to look out for customers on this one, is that we don't want the customers being lost and like thinking like your business closed down if we change that domain. We'll use the same domain,
yeah.
Build your brand new website, completely included. All right?
Really?
Yes, sir. Within the first 7 to 14 days, you'll have your Facebook ads up and running and also your website as well. Okay? So
what would you change it?
Honestly,
RT,
I've watched them do this live. They're really good at this stuff. I've actually developed websites myself in the past, and I mean, I'm not like the greatest at it, but I know what customers are looking for, and holy crap, like it's really good. So they can tailor it to your company however you want, and you get to track it for yourself through that dashboard. You can add pictures, testimonials, videos yourself, but our team will do that stuff for you as well. But yeah, they have like different templates you could choose from, or if you want to be standing out even further than the rest, you can tell them how you want to adjust it as well. So let's do this. Let's set up a time and
day. I'll take it as an option. Let's see what they would do and what they would change. I just don't.
Okay.
I know I didn't pay anything for it, but my sister made the website for me, so I don't want to really hurt her feelings or anything. But how often is she going to go and check on it? So. Yeah, we'll do that as an option, and I'll see what they would do to change it, and make my decision after that.
All right, sounds good, man. I'll keep it in the notes. Even if you do decide to do it later, way later down the road, it'd still be an option for you because I put it in there. Okay, so
yeah,
I keep to my promises.
Well, let's see what they say.
Okay.
I would like to see what they would do different. And...
Okay. Yeah. Or actually, how about this? While we're on the phone too, you could take a look at a few things too, just to see some of the templates and everything. But first thing is, I just don't want to lose this position because we want to make sure we have like an hour window for them to talk with you to go over specifics just to confirm everything, okay? Especially like the address change. So far as tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them? If it gets too late.
Yeah, probably around 1 or 2.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if it takes too long or anything or schedule changes, just communicate with our guys. That's all we ask for. They'll be more than willing to change it up and, you know, continue later or whatever they have to do from there. But you said around 1 o'clock, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're an hour behind you, so make sure you let them know how the weather's going to be. I'm totally kidding. Let's see here. Do you think you could do, like, noon to 1 instead? Because they're on lunch at that time.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Noon the one it is. I'm going to send you an email right now, and I'm going to send that same email to our team just to make sure that all you guys need to do is hit yes on both ends here to show each other that you guys are committed to this meeting, okay? So give me 2 seconds. And that's fine. Okay, there we go. All right, sent it just now. And this is another form of contact. You can reach out to me if you need to. It's probably the best way to contact me is through email. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com.
There it is.
All right, and I'm going to put a reminder for them too in here.
So I hit it. So we're good on my end.
Beautiful. I just received it. Okay. The next part is for Google. Okay. So you tell me, how would you like to be found as far as your hours of operation?
I think it's already in there.
It is, but just because if even like your address changes and stuff, I'd rather ask you for it. I can look at it right now and just kind of just confirm, I guess you can say, if you make it a little easier for everything here. So I'll pull it up. it says from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Sunday.
Yep, that's fine.
Keep the same? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's totally.
Okay. And then how far out would you like to be traveling for the work? You said to keep it at that 50-mile marker, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Just to keep it at that price point.
100% it will. If for any – oh, yeah, I want to go over this with you. If for any reason, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash calls asking for more money or anything like that, and we're going to set up a security question just to make sure we keep everything confidential strictly between us and you. If they're asking for more money or anything like that, hang up the phone. I'll give you a direct line phone number so that way you know it's us calling in and things like that as well too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the next part, let's go over far as how you accept payment. Do you do cash only, check, Venmo, Zelle, or anything like that?
Check, mostly check.
Mostly check, okay.
Yeah, we do through our CRM, there's a, they can pay with a card through the CRM.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay. We do have options to make sure that if you want, I mean, we're not affiliated with like PayPal or anything like that, but if you wanted them to, you know, secure an appointment and pay ahead, we can put that on your website as well too with, as an option. So things like that to look into. Yeah. And then you own the website. So there you go. How? Okay. Facebook. Do you have a Facebook business page though? At the moment. Is it under a different name?
No, it's Mile High Exteriors and Restoration.
So when I type that in, I get Mile High Roofing LLC, Mile High Remodel. Man, everyone uses the Mile High, I swear.
Yeah.
Mile High Karate. All right. Okay. So we'll just make sure to get that access. What was that?
Let me just see here. Yeah, it's Mile High, and then I use the ampersand, not the word and. Mile High Exteriors and Restoration.
It should show, because there's probably a couple of them, because I'm not a technological person, and I first set up a personal one instead of a business one.
Oh, okay. No, you're good.
But
well, just make sure you let their team. Yeah.
267 likes and 277 followers, just so you know you're on the right page.
Got it. Okay. And they'll confirm all this stuff as well, too, when they talk to you tomorrow, okay? Again, I just got to make sure that they're not starting from scratch. Not knowing who you are, what you do, or anything like that, I want to make sure that they're aware, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Yes, sir. That's a big thing. Now, the next part here, let's go over the magic here, okay? As far as all the services that you want to be found for, okay? This is an important part. You don't have to do all of them because we can actually add more tomorrow whenever you want as well, too. But I just want to make sure I give them a jump start on things here. So, obviously, restoration. Let's go with I'm going to start typing away.
Roofing,
okay. You want to use the word repair or installation?
Both. We do both.
Okay. What else we got?
Gutters,
okay.
Siding.
Windows, okay.
And exterior and interior painting.
Awesome. I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more. That way tomorrow, in case if you came up with something, you're like, oh, I totally forgot to tell John to do this, they'll go ahead and add it tomorrow for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's about it. There, let me go ahead and send this to them now. Next part of what we're going to do is that voice verification part. I'm not taking a no for an answer, all right? So I want to make sure you're well protected and everything's under recording. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you, but answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions, concerns, ask away, okay? That's what I'm here for. but I would also want to put in your pricing. That way it's grandfathered in. And then also, I already gave you the phone number to make contact with us to, if you decide to part ways in the future. There's no cancellation fees, and I tell you how to do that in here as well, okay? So give me 2 seconds. So I'll pull that part up. Okay, there it goes. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mile High Exteriors and Restoration.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Chet Ellison, owner.
Awesome. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. Of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for a second here. That's what I was talking about. I want to make sure you're not falling for any of this craziness out there. Unfortunately, there's people out there that try to, you know, claim what we do or claim to be us, and we don't want any confusion. So after this, we'll set up that security question and answer for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 7th in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 7th of every month in the same amount of $249. So this is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. All right, so that's the end of that recording there. I just wanted to make sure, oh, bless you, that, you know, I keep to my promises here. Everything's in the recording.
Okay.
Now, Chet, let's make sure, please don't forget your own answer to your security question. I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay? we got 3 choices for you. You can make up any answer you want. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the first pet's name.
Name it is, and what would that answer be?
Poco, P-O-K-O.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I don't know. It reminds me of, like, Poke Bowl. I don't know if you eat any of the sushi or anything like that, man. But All right. So jokes aside here, remember, anytime I call in, we'll never give you the answer. We'll always just ask the security question, okay, just to make sure you know it's us. All right.
Yeah.
Last part here, Chet. On the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name or a middle initial as well?
First and last name.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's the same billing address, the 15281.
You're what?
Is it the same billing address for the card that we're using today?
No, it's my home address. It's the billing address.
Oh, okay. What would that address be?
It's 4585 South Fairplay Street, F-A-I-R-P-L-A-Y, one word, Street, Aurora, Colorado, 80015.
Perfect. And then what kind of payment method are we using today?
Visa.
Okay. And it's for security purposes. I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4802-0930-0645-9694.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
11/27.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
595.
All right. Now, before I process anything here, I'm going to make sure, now you know I wasn't lying about that extra 50% off you're getting. I want to refresh the account like 3 times right here just to make sure that it stays the same, okay? I want to make sure it's a good relationship for the long term here. So I'll do that one more time. Okay. We're looking good. Please stay on the phone with me. I don't hang up. I want to charge the card for only $249 I want to make sure you see your invoice, okay, through text and email. Yeah, okay, good.
Sure.
Well, oh, I came through already. Beautiful.
Well, I'm from my bank.
Oh, okay. Let me know whichever comes first, whether it's a text or email, though, so I can direct you to see everything. Thank you. All right, cool. While that's setting up, I'm going to check something else as well.
I just got an email.
All right, awesome. In the email, there's going to be one email that's going to come through that says initial invoice. Let me know when you see that one.
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. Pop that one open for me, and there's going to be a spot where it says, click here to sign a subscription term, something like that.
Yep, to accept subscription
terms. Yes, there you go. You got it. All right, so in here, once you click that, everything that we discussed is going to be on paper in there. Read through it carefully. There's also going to be other packages that's going to be listed in there that's available for you to upgrade in the future. If you decide to do that, reach out to me for that because I'll make sure to keep that 50% discount rate for whichever package you, if you decide to upgrade in the future, okay? I want to make sure you're taken care of. But again, read through it. I'm here with you. At the bottom, once you see everything is good, there's a checkbox you have to click before signing your name. Let me know when you're there, okay?
Yep.
All right.
No, it just took me to a sign-in screen.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so that's perfect. That means you did everything right. So tomorrow, our technicians are going to call you from that 877 number. Make sure to answer. That's an important phone call. They're going to show you how to maneuver through that dashboard. That's your dashboard right there. They're going to develop the web, they're going to develop your username and password with you to show you how you can keep track of everything. Messages might even come from customers through there as well, too. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, Chet. Well, it's a pleasure getting to know you, man. Congratulations. Welcome to the local Splash family over here, right?
Thank you.
You good.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
appreciate
sir.
It.
All right. No, anytime, man. Anytime. All right, so we'll talk to you tomorrow, and I'm pretty excited to get the campaign going.
You're going to give me a number to call if I want to cancel?
Yep, the 877-635.
One second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
877-635?
You got it. 6225.
And that's the number that's going to be calling me tomorrow?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Yep.
I'll just put it in my phone because I get so many spam calls, it's not even funny.
Really? Yeah, I bet. The dashboard, I'm not going to lie, like it's supposed to eliminate and take away a lot of those spam robocalls, but it's not perfect either. I mean, you can never get perfect with getting away from spam calls, I feel like. but at least you'll have something else to help you out with that as well.
Yep.
All right, man. Perfect.
Cool.
Well, all right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and, you have a wonderful rest of your evening, okay?
Yeah, you do the same. Bye-bye.
We'll do. All right. See ya.